My guest at this time is Bishop E.W. Jackson. Earlier this year, he was a candidate for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate in Virginia, a nomination ultimately won by former Senator George Allen. Now Bishop Jackson is leading an effort saying that it's time for Democrats, Christians, and just about anybody who's thinking clearly to exit the Democratic Party. He joins me now to explain why. And sir, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
This is a clarion call that you're sounding here. What motivated you to do this?
Well, look, it's something that's been on my heart for a long time. I was raised as a Democrat. I left the Democrat Party in 1980 as a result of a crisis of conscience over the moral positions it was taking that were incompatible with my Christian faith. I didn't ask others to do likewise. I just thought, well, that's the way I see it. I think others ought to see it that way, but as I watched the Democrat Party continue to go down this road of moral relativism, cultural relativism, I think when it declared same-sex marriage to be an official part of its party platform, I realized that they had really crossed the Rubicon, that they had it was a step too far. It was clear they were going in an anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-family, anti-life, and even anti-Israel direction, and that this is no longer a party that any Christian could be associated with.
Well, we've certainly seen in states with heavy black populations, for example, that when marriage is on the ballot, they're very much in favor of traditional marriage. But in a year where there's obviously a black president on the ballot for a re-election, do you think that that's enough of an issue to get a sizable percentage of them to even think twice, much less vote in a different way?
Well, when you add the fact that the Democrat Party is in league with Planned Parenthood, which most people should know by now, began its effort on abortion as part of a racist plan to limit the population of minority and feeble-minded people, and the fact that 40% of those abortions take place in the black community, when you consider the fact that they've associated homosexuality with being black, which is completely a specious reasoning, there's just no association or comparison whatsoever, yet they've done it, frankly, they've done it to advance the homosexual agenda. And then you add to that the fact that the black community has been lied to about conservatives and others hating them, wanting to put them back in slavery, in other words, manipulating the black community as if they were ignorant, naive children. I think that we finally come to the tipping point, and I'm getting a tremendous response all over the country from people saying, you know, I've been thinking this, I've been feeling this, you've articulated it for me, and now I'm getting out.
Bishop, you alluded to it just a moment ago, but it's an issue that gets thrown out there a lot in the discourse, especially over issues over homosexuality. The allegation from those who support gay marriage and other ideas in that direction is that this is the new civil rights fight. It's just the latest chapter of what we saw back in the 1960s and so forth. It's obvious you disagree with that. Explain why that's not an accurate comparison.
Well, first of all, just from a physiological point of view, if a homosexual walks into a room, nobody knows, and frankly, most of the time, nobody cares whether the person is a homosexual. They would have to guess, or the person would have to announce themselves. I'm an American of African descent. I have brown skin. If I walk into a room, nobody needs to guess whether I'm black. They know it simply by observing my appearance. And remember that the civil rights struggle was about getting people to drop the irrational thought that the color of one's skin said something about one's character, one's ability, and so forth. And that's a perfectly appropriate and honorable movement. Homosexuality is behavior. It is not an indelible physiological outward characteristic. It is behavior. And our Christian faith and our Bible tells us it is behavior that is wrong and sinful in the sight of God. And to equate, therefore, being black with sinful, wrong behavior is an insult to the black community. And I have to tell you, I've talked to a lot of black folks across this country, all of whom sense that and feel that insult, but they just haven't had a platform to say anything about it. And frankly, I think they're being given a platform through Exodus Now, and they're responding.
So what type of an impact do you think this effort can make come November?
Well, look, we've had in about 8 days, we've had 100,000 views of my message to the black community on YouTube. We're planning to run it on gospel and Christian radio stations across the country. And by the way, Greg, this is not something we're going to end on election day. It's not ultimately about the election. It's ultimately about saving a generation and helping people to be true to our common faith and bringing Christians together around that common faith as opposed to allowing us to be divided on the basis of race. So I think the response is extremely encouraging. And I think we are looking at the very beginnings of an historic shift of the black community out of the Democrat Party.
When folks, of course, look at the Republican Party, they'll see, when you look at the platforms or the candidates, very different positions on the definition of marriage. But just this week, we did see Paul Ryan, who had previously been opposed to gays serving openly in the military, changing his position to supporting it to be more in line with Mitt Romney. So are you confident that the Republican Party will be in line with the values that you're trying to preserve?
Well, you just put your finger on an important point. Nowhere in the material that I have put out will people find an endorsement of the Republican Party, an endorsement of Mitt Romney. You have to vote for Mitt Romney. I don't say any of that because I realize that the Republican Party is not a panacea either, even though, look, I am a Republican. I feel that it's the values of the party are certainly closer to my own values, even though some of the candidates veer away from the values of the platform of the party. But no, I think that's a matter of conscience for each individual. I mean, Christians can be independents. I've heard some saying, you know, they want to start their own party in a state or nationwide. What people do is up to them, but we can't associate ourselves with something that seems to have clearly committed itself to evil and to that which is against the word of God. So how people interpret what they do, if they can't vote for Democrat, they can't vote for this nominee, what they do from there is up to them. I've heard some people say, well, I'm going to write in Jesus' name. And, you know, I mean, that's not what I'm going to do, but I think it's up to Christians to find their own conscience and hear what God is saying to them about what they do next.
Where can folks find more about your efforts?
They can go to standamerica.us. It's just like it sounds, standamerica.us. They can sign up. They can support in a whole variety of ways that the website gives them the opportunity to.
Bishop, as always, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Standamerica.us is the website. Again, we've been talking with Bishop E.W. Jackson, was a candidate for U.S. Senate in Virginia, and now is leading this effort to point out why it's time now for Democrats and Christians to pull away from the cultural positions of the Democratic Party. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.